It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this week I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes with great advice for you as we make a fresh start after Labor Day.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and it's Friend Friday, and today I am excited to be talking with Dr. Mike Dow, who I like to call America's go-to therapist. Mike and I have made a completely new kind of Chicken Soup for the Soul book together. It's one that combines Chicken Soup for the Soul stories with Mike's easy-to-implement tips that show you how you can solve many of your problems yourself without using a therapist. So, Mike, welcome back for the umpteenth time to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast.
Thank you. Always happy to be back. And I am so excited because this collaboration that we have is really going to help people to use the power of their brains. And this book is going to put that power in readers' hands. I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah. So our book is called Think, Act, and Be Happy. And the way it came about, well, I'll tell you that in a moment. Let me first tell you about who Dr. Mike Dow is, because even though he's been on the podcast before, it's worth telling everybody your bio again. Dr. Mike Dow is a New York Times bestselling author. His books have been published in multiple languages. They are bestsellers around the world. He is a brain health, mental illness, relationship addiction, and nutrition expert. He has hosted shows on TLC, VH1, E!, Investigation, Discovery, and Logo. He's part of Dr. Oz's core team of experts. He's a recurring guest and co-host on The Doctors, and he has made regular appearances on Today, on Rachel Ray, on Wendy Williams, on Meredith Vieira, Ricky Lake, a whole bunch of shows. And he was actually inspired to get into this field by his brother, who suffered a massive stroke when he was only 10 years old. And that got Mike really interested in helping people heal their brains. In addition to the new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul's Think, Act, and Be Happy, that we've made together, Mike helps people train their brains in his private practice, where he is a practitioner of cognitive behavioral therapy, which I love. And he has other books out, which have been big bestsellers: Heal Your Drained Brain, The Brain Fog Fix, Healing the Broken Brain, Diet Rehab. He has a book coming out next year called Your Subconscious Brain Can Change Your Life. He has a master's degree in marriage and family therapy and two doctorates, one in psychology and one in clinical sexology, and a bunch of postdoctoral education too. And he's a graduate of USC, where he was a presidential scholar. So I'm getting tired about all of this stuff, but Mike, tell everybody the 2-minute explanation for what exactly is cognitive behavioral therapy. This is what you told me over lunch one day, and also explain how it differs from other therapies.
Well, Amy, what I love about CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy and why I think you and I both gravitate towards it is it's a practical therapy that changes your life. So you don't spend years talking about your parents and all of the wounds that you have from your childhood. It's a more hands-on approach. So CBT, cognitive, is changing the way you think, the C. Behavioral, that B, is changing your behaviors or the way that you act. And by doing so, it's a therapy which makes you happier, which is why we decided to call the book Think, Act, and Be Happy, because that's actually what CBT does. You change the way you think because your thoughts become words, and then your words, of course, become actions, which becomes your life. So if you can baby step by baby step change your actions, change and tweak and reframe thoughts, you can actually make a profound shift, and you can train your brain, you can rewire your brain. And in a lot of ways, people do this every day, all the time. And a lot of the Chicken Soup for the Soul writers and readers, I think they'll be surprised to know that they're doing it already. And this book is going to help them to do it even more so that they can be even happier. And I just love the way that this book came about at that lunch where you had this aha moment, this brilliant idea, because that's what you said, right, Amy? It was sort of, oh my gosh, our readers and our writers are changing their brains all the time. And I don't even think they realize they're using CBT.
Yeah, I realized when you told me what it was, I said, wait a minute, that's what our writers do. They're constantly writing stories for us saying, like, I was afraid of, oh, there was one, she said she was afraid of sharks. And it was so bad that she was at her grandmother's apartment one day and she actually wet her pants in the hallway because there was a National Geographic or some book in the bathroom that had a picture of a shark on it, and she wouldn't go into the bathroom. And then she said, this is crazy. This fear of sharks is destroying my life. And so then she started exposing herself gradually to sharks. Like, she made herself look at a book, and then she made herself touch the book with the shark on the cover. And then she made herself watch sharks on, you know, Animal Planet. And then she made herself go to the aquarium and look at sharks. And it was a really slow process, exposing herself to sharks. And then she finally like went to the ocean, and then she finally put her foot in the ocean, and she got to the point where she could swim in the ocean. That's how much she had gotten over her fear of sharks. Whereas originally she thought that if she even stood on the beach, a shark was going to come out of the water and like land on top of her on the beach and eat her up. It was like a Sharknado kind of phobia. And so that she really practiced CBT on herself when she solved her shark problem herself. And we have people solving other kinds of problems also using CBT. So I was so excited about that and the fact that you and I could make this book together. We should tell everybody how the book is set up.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. I say that people always need a Me Too moment. So the book starts every chapter, you know, common issues that two dozen of the most common issues I see in my practice. The way the book is set up, you're going to have that Me Too moment because you're going to read somebody who's having an experience that is like yours. Maybe they're a perfectionist and it's blocking them from success, or maybe they're struggling with depression or family or loss. All of these really common issues that we all face. And after you have that Me Too moment by reading a story of somebody in your shoes, then it pivots to a lot of the cognitive behavioral therapy advice. And Amy, you know, the other thing that you and I discussed about the format of this book is, you know, it starts with changing the way you think. And there are a lot of exercises. There are journals. There are places in this book where you write it down. And then you change the way you act. So every chapter has specific brain training exercises for you to do so that you can become more optimistic, believe in yourself more, feel less stress and more calm. And by the time that you finish this book, you're not only going to have read a book, but you're going to have completed all of these blank journal entries. And it'll sort of be like a gold medal. It's sort of a, wow, I did it. I filled out this entire book. And I've actually trained my brain to become happier, which I think is really exciting and something that no one's ever done before except for us.
Yeah. So. And it saves you all the time and money that you would have spent on therapy. And we're not saying that you shouldn't go to a therapist for some of your problems, but how cool is it that you can solve many of your problems just by learning how to do CBT on yourself? So after the break, we're going to come back and discuss some of the topics in the book in more depth. And we're going to share some really wonderful tips that you can take away from some of the chapters. We're back after our break. I'm with Dr. Mike Dow. We're talking about the wonderful new book that we made together, Think, Act, and Be Happy. Mike, why don't you take us through the two dozen most common issues that you see in your patients, which we managed to put into our new book?
Yeah, there are some really great ones here, and I think common ones that will really help people. So tips for overcoming depression, using gratitude to become an optimist, stress, perfectionism, weight loss, parenting with limits and love, thriving with disabilities, healing from abuse, forgiveness, thriving after cancer, how to move on and reclaim your life, insomnia, step family strategies, caring for elderly parents, conquering fears and 10 baby steps, making healthier choices in your life, empty nest syndrome, overspending, shopping addiction, thinking positively, grieving, keeping your love alive, saying goodbye to bad habits, and finding love again. And, you know, Amy, I think it's interesting because I'm sure as we were sort of just quickly reading through the 24 most common issues, which are, of course, our chapters, I'm sure everyone had one or two issues where they said to themselves, oh, I'd like to read that chapter. But the great thing about this book is that even if you don't really relate to that chapter, you're going to find something in each and every chapter. So maybe you don't have a blended step family, but some of the cognitive behavioral tools in that chapter or that story may relate to you. And maybe the way somebody felt about one issue relates to the way that you feel about your personal life issue. And all of the CBT-based brain training strategies are really universal. So even if I'm talking about something specific in a little micro section, we're really going to help you to become happier as you work your way through the book.
Yeah, I agree. And we all want to be helpful to our friends and family also. So sometimes when I'm reading this book or any Chicken Soup for the Soul book, I pick up some tips for dealing with problems that I might not be having, but then lo and behold, I'll be talking to a friend or a family member and they're having that problem. And I know what to tell them, which is wonderful. Now, there's a chapter here that I think, I think that this one really applies to everybody. It's chapter 2, Use Gratitude to Become an Optimist. And this actually contains, in the guided journaling part, it contains, I guess, homework to do on page 25 of the book, which you had told me about years ago, and it really made a big impression on me. It's this talking about what you're grateful for, but with a little extra twist.
Yeah, so it's really easy, and that twist is just one word. So when you get to this page, you're going to fill out a gratitude journal. Now, I'm sure a lot of people have had a gratitude journal, or maybe you try to begin every day with three things that you're grateful for. But I'm going to tweak it here with a scientifically proven way to boost it. And it's just adding the word because. So instead of, oh, I'm so grateful for my family and friends, or I'm so grateful for my best friend, add the word because. So maybe it's, I'm so grateful for my best friend, Kathy, because she was so there for me when my mom passed. And every time I see her, she brings so much light into my life every single week. And that is just something that has helped me to transform my life in the past year. So you use that little word because, and you know, we sort of basically have a gratitude journal for you. But that little word because is going to help you take a deeper dive into your gratitude. And of course, gratitude is really shifting pessimism into optimism, which is what the people in this book have done. So it's not, you know, we are really taking you by the hand and saying, okay, here's what these people did, and this is their story. But here's a way for you to apply it in a really concrete way to your life.
Yeah, I love these guided journal entries. This is, and it's really fun. And we laid out the book in a way where it's really easy to write in these pages and keep these lists. And then you'll just keep referring back to them. And we also put in guided meditations in some of the chapters. And I thought that was really good because, like, I know I don't know how to meditate. I need that guidance. So can you explain how the guided meditations work?
Sure. So, you know, it's really interesting that meditations are wonderful and they can be specific. So one example in the book is a meditation on forgiveness. So instead of just, you know, you can meditate on your breath and you can sit there quietly and watch your breath, but you can also use words to really have an intention. So maybe, you know, in this chapter, maybe there's somebody who there's a little piece of resentment that you'd like to get rid of. And, you know, this meditation in the forgiveness chapter is really going to help to walk you through this meditation and seeing things in your mind's eye that will help you cultivate more forgiveness. And by the way, Amy, you know what I also love about this is that we put it right after these stories, these incredible stories of people who, frankly, you know, I think anyone who reads them will say, oh my gosh, how do you forgive somebody like that who treated you that way? But you know what? If that person can forgive that person in their life and what they did, maybe I can take a look inside myself and use this little meditation to cultivate a little bit more forgiveness. So I just really love the way we've sort of woven this great book together in all of these little pieces that will really help people to take a deep moment of reflection to change their life with journal entries and also with meditations throughout the book.
Yeah. So the book, just putting it together with you really helped me. And we're going to talk about that on a future podcast episode where we talk about the insomnia chapter.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close today. We're going to leave people wanting more. And we are already planning to do at least 2 more podcast episodes about Chicken Soup for the Soul. Think, act, and be happy. So Mike and I will be back for you with more. Mike, thanks for coming onto the podcast today. Now, if people want to learn more about Mike, they can go to drmikedow.com. That's drmikedow.com. And you can find the book that Mike and I made together at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local independent bookstore, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. The book goes on sale Tuesday, September 25th. If you pre-order it on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com, they will actually have it in your mailbox on Tuesday, the 25th. So instant gratification. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Amy. Always a pleasure.
And everybody, thanks for listening. You can learn more about Think, Act, and Be Happy on our website, chickensoup.com. Go there, click on the picture of the book. We will take you to a page where you can watch some videos about the book. And also you can click on some buttons to buy the book for yourself or for a wonderful Christmas present for your family and friends.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.